The Dumbest Criminals. True Stories. The Man Who Loved the Railroad. Are you fascinated by gangster movies? The Godfather, Goodfellas, Scarface, Pulp Fiction have no more secrets for you? Do you know all there is to know about Al Capone and Bugsy Siegel? Well, get ready to hear the most, how shall I say, well, the most embarrassing, the most appalling, and the most pathetic criminal stories. The criminals we're going to tell you about have more in common with Johnny Dangerously or the Hamburglar than with Pablo Escobar. At 26 years old, Jean-Pierre is a multi-recidivist. Sentenced in Montpellier, Bordeaux, Toulouse, 4 months in prison here, 1 year suspended sentence there, 6 months parole over here. The odd thing is, though, the young man poses no fundamental danger to society. He's never attacked or stolen money from anyone. What's he accused of? Quite simply, for his love of the SNCF, France's state-owned railroad company. In 2010, Jean-Pierre is living in Toulouse. His thing, ever since he was little, is trains. He wants more than anything to become a maintenance agent. For the SNCF, and even though he has failed the entrance exams several times, he never gets discouraged. One day, he goes to the station, manages to slip into the staff dressing room, and borrows a complete outfit. A gray and purple suit, a cap, and one of those machines to hole-punch passengers' tickets. A strange journey begins for Jean-Pierre, who, over the next 5 years, will pretend to be an SNCF conductor more than 1,000 times. During the journeys, he quietly walks through the carriages, listening to the passengers. He checks their tickets, reassures them about the delay, or advises them about a possible meal in the cafe car. And then, sometimes, he meets another conductor, a real one. And things get a little more tricky. Jean-Pierre is arrested, tried, spends a few months in prison, and when he gets out, he can't help but do it again. It's an endless loop, eternal trial sessions where the defense asserts that if he keeps pretending to be a conductor, it's not because he wants to travel for free, but because he actually dreams of becoming one. To which the prosecution replies, fine, but that at some point he'll have to put a stop to all this. But Jean-Pierre never does stop and continues to want to spend his life in trains. So, most honorable ladies and gentlemen of the judiciary, if Jean-Pierre has another relapse and the case ends up in your court, consider the situation well. Consider it economically. After all, what costs more? A train conductor's salary? Or months and months of prison time? A man's dream, or the punishments handed down to him? Did you like this episode? Feel free to comment, share, and rate it. See you soon for new stories. Midnight Studio, addictive podcast creator.